This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms where you can join us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm and you can connect there and we'll get you on the air. And again, you can talk about anything that you want to discuss. On the way here tonight, a cop found guilty for murder, from what I understand, which is a very unusual circumstance. Daryl has that story. And in addition, Bill Cosby may have taken a bunch of money and put it into Bitcoin. Prior to, I would imagine hitting all this legal trouble that he's gotten himself into. I believe he's going to be sentenced for those, sexual assault charges in late September, if I recall correctly. So he has not yet been sentenced for.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
He will likely be going to prison unless he gets some sort of miraculous pat on the hand or a slap on the wrist sentence from this judge.
I think it's for a long enough period of time where he ain't going to be alive when he gets out.
There's a very good chance that he's already in his 80s, if I recall correctly. So, anyway, we can talk about all that. Of course, your calls and thoughts. And you can bring up whatever you want. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But on Wednesday night, I think it was, or maybe it wasn't Wednesday night. Anyway, we talked about the Venezuelan Petro.
Yeah, that was Wednesday.
And I had had other things to discuss regarding Venezuela, specifically their new money, the Sovereign Bolivar.
Right,
as it is
that
called.
Apparently is backed by the Petro, which is a completely non-existent thing, except for in the mind of Nicolas Maduro.
Right. And whatever his propaganda department is, because they, you know, keep putting out
they probably
releases.
Don't even believe him.
You don't think?
They know it's BS.
Well, isn't the propaganda department the one making the propaganda? So
that's correct.
They know that they're creating a lie?
Yes, they know it's BS.
Probably, but I don't know. It's possible that they're such true believers in whatever it is that they're told that they just essentially, you know, propagate
they
lies.
They believe their own lies?
Well, if your job is to propagate information and
they
you're
don't
given
have to believe the lies, they just have to make other people believe the lies.
Sure. But if they don't know their lies and they believe the misinformation they've been given,
are they being given the information or are they creating the information?
Well, that's a good question. Somebody out there in the Venezuelan government is in charge of this Petro thing, right? This idea of the Venezuelan government is going to make some kind of cryptocurrency. They want you to believe they made it back in February. When it was launched on a dismal website with confusing instructions, broken forms.
The website didn't work.
Right. that's a shorter way of saying that. But yes, and also at the same time, the white papers that they released for this so-called cryptocurrency were different. They were inconsistent. They changed their mind at the last minute.
They were contradictory throughout the white papers themselves.
Yeah. And
this
so,
will be an ERC-20 token that will have its own blockchain. No, you don't. No, well, that's not how that works.
Don't forget they also switched it at the last minute, supposedly
to run
from an
NEM.
ERC, right, from an ERC-20 on the Ethereum network to this NEM network, which is a completely different cryptocurrency and network.
Right.
And then they didn't update their white papers in all the languages, and it was just
a mess.
Yeah, a mess. The people who wanted to invest in the Petro currency were unable to successfully successfully accomplished that.
Right.
But yet at the same time, Maduro and his government were putting out press releases and giving speeches bragging about the billions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency that they had earned through this initial kind of ICO, initial currency offering, if you will, this sale of the so-called Petro, which, again, nobody could find any evidence that anything actually exists when it comes to this Petro thing. Not just in February of this year, but in August of this year, where we are right now. So here we are now 6 months away.
So there's still nothing?
There is nothing.
For something that supposedly exists, there's nothing.
It does not exist. There's nothing trading. There's no evidence of anything anywhere.
There is a token on the NEM platform.
But it hasn't moved, right?
I went and looked, and it looks like stuff moved, but it may have just like moved around back to itself somehow.
So,
like, it was really confusing.
Yeah, it's basically a big joke, but yet Maduro is acting like it's, you know, the real deal. Here's another related to just the Petro here, before we get into the Sovereign Bolivar, because as you pointed out, they're saying the Sovereign Bolivar is going to be backed by the Petro.
Which is backed by oil, but...
Supposedly,
but if you...
We know they have oil.
Right.
They have oil.
I have in my hand... the largest amount of nothing. But this large amount of nothing is backed by something.
You've lost
and
me.
In this hand...
Which, what's in what hand?
I have the largest amount of nothing in my left hand.
Is that the oil or the Petro? What do you
the Petro is the largest amount of nothing.
But it's supposed to be backed by...
It's backed by something.
Right.
So over here I have something.
Right.
In my hand I have nothing. The nothing is backed by something.
As soon as you can get the Petro in your hand...
In my right hand I have the sovereign Daryl currency.
Yeah.
That is backed by nothing. Backed by something.
That makes total sense. You follow that, right, Chris?
That's what this thing is. It's a weird shell game without the shells, and there is no ball. There's just a lunatic.
Story from 2 days ago here, except he's in charge of the government.
He's still a lunatic.
Yes. President Nicolas, he's also a socialist, but I do repeat myself. President Nicolas Maduro ordered banks to adopt the Petro. The Maduro government launched cryptocurrency as a unit of account and to use this cryptocurrency in all financial reports.
Wait. You almost made me choke on my water.
Sorry, Daryl.
Oh, wow. The nothing as a unit of account.
Right. Okay, Banks, this thing, we really want people to believe it exists, so go ahead and start acting like it exists, is essentially what is going on here. The story is from coinspeaker.com. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has ordered Venezuela's banks to accept the Petro digital currency as a unit of account. Public and private banks must now reflect all financial information in bolivars and petros. Such a decision has been taken in order to alleviate the economic crisis that has plagued the country for several years now. See, that's all they got to do, is they just have to tell the banks to have the Petro on their books. And then
it exists.
And they can link the Sovereign Bolivar to some arbitrary amount of Petro.
Right.
And then they'll have themselves an exchange rate. And then it's real. It's just as real as any other government currency, right? That's what fiat currency is. It's them saying, we say this exists.
At least with U.S. dollars, like, I have some in my wallet.
Sure.
Canadian dollar. I actually do have a Canadian $5 bill.
We even have a Bolivar Forte here. We've got a Bolivar Forte.
Right. So we can touch these other state-issued currencies.
Mm.
Nobody can do anything with the Petro, so that does not exist.
That makes it even better for fiat currency, though. I mean, now the government doesn't even have to print them. Now they can just act like it exists and pretend like it exists.
They're claiming it's a cryptocurrency, but there's no way that anybody can use said cryptocurrency because it doesn't exist.
The news came after the Petro cryptocurrency had received an official status of the Venezuelan second official currency 2 weeks ago. The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, believes that Petro is a tool for overcoming economic difficulties. That's why Venezuela has a new accounting system in which there are two officially recognized units of account. The first one is the state-issued Petro. Well, it's the fantasy is that they've issued it.
It's kind of funny because it could potentially thwart economic sanctions on the country if they actually, like, they implemented it and rolled something out, but they, and, you know, like, actually follow their own, like, rules and procedures and stuff.
Which they won't do.
Which they won't do, and that's the problem, right? I mean.
The first one is the state issued Petro, while the second is a new Petro peg denominated bolivar, which loses 5 zeros if compared with the existing national currency. They're talking about the, this is a very poorly written article here. They're talking about the sovereign bolivar, the bolivar soberano. We'll continue here in moments. And let's take a closer look at the soberano. It's been out for about 10 days now. It's Free Talk Live.
Woohoo!
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Joining you in the studio tonight, you got Ian here.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves also on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. You do need to have the Discord app in order to utilize that as a high-quality means of getting on the air with us. So we're talking about the Venezuela Bolivar Soberano, which is the latest, I guess, scam attempt to try to misdirect.
Yes.
To try to confuse, to try to satiate, to pull the wool, continue pulling the wool over, or to try to pull the wool back down over the eyes of the Venezuelan people, who I suspect are not going to be fooled again in this particular case. For those that have not been paying attention to what is the most hyperinflated currency on the planet at the moment, that is the Venezuelan Bolivar, which, of course, was actually up until 10 days ago, the Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar, replaced the original Bolivar. Oh, was it 15 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, it was a while back.
It was in the aughts, if I recall correctly. And early aughts, mid to early aughts. And now they've replaced the Bolivar Fuerte with the Bolivar Soberano, or the Sovereign Bolivar, which sounds like it's got the word sober in it. You know, the sort of
March 2007.
Okay, so 2007. So the Fuerte.
Or rather, that's when it was announced, and then January of 2008 is when it was actually.
So it
introduced.
Lasted for 10 years.
Basically,
before
yes.
It was replaced, before they lobbed 50 off of the currency, which would mean that it took a 50,000 Bolivar note and turned it into a 5. So try to imagine that happening to your currency. I mean, here in the United States.
You're off.
I'm off?
50 would be a 500,000 became a 5.
Oh, you're right.
Can you imagine losing your whole house and, like, just the value goes to $5?
This house is now worth $3.
Right. Well, of course, it's actually the money that changes value. So the house itself is still something you can live in. It's still valued at something. It's just
you would think
right,
that
but they'll change the tax rates based on the value.
That's true.
But at the same time, I would imagine that, you know, you won't be able to make the money, you know, so the housing prices are going to go down too.
I imagine the housing prices are down through the floor right now in Venezuela. But we're just kind of discussing the monetary situation there, considering they're claiming to back this sovereign or so-called sovereign Bolivar with the Petro, which is essentially a non-existent cryptocurrency. They want to keep calling it a cryptocurrency, but it's not really accurate to do that, considering that it doesn't even exist. There's no evidence that it exists. And if it did exist, they certainly haven't opened up the source code for it for anybody to take a look at yet, so you really don't have any
idea. Nobody's mining it.
Right. If it's cryptographically sound or secure, you have no clue.
If there's no wallet, right. What's there to release code-wise?
Right. There's nothing.
There's nothing here.
There's basically nothing. And so here's a little bit more from a different story. This is Forbes magazine. So again, this new Sovereign Bolivar started 10 days ago. It was on the 20th, or 11 days ago now. So the 20th of this month when they officially launched this thing. Now, of course, there's going to be a crossover period where if you have the old Bolivar Fuerte, you can still go to the bank and you can exchange that and get the new Sovereign Bolivar. And, of course, the big question is, how long before the insane inflation rates start to hit the new Sovereign Bolivar? It's only been about 11 days, and according to Wikipedia, as I noted on my Mastodon post the other night, according to Wikipedia, the Sovereign Bolivar launched on the 20th. At that time, according to DollarToday.com, the black market rate was, 2 days ago. Two days after, on 8/22, the black market rate for the Sovereign Bolivar was 71.2 per U.S. dollar. So just to give you some comparison, previously to this, the Bolivar Fuerte, the previous iteration, was going for about 3.5 million per U.S. dollar.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, so like on the 19th of this month,
right,
it was about 3.5 million Bolivar to one U.S. dollar. Now with the new lobbing off of the zeros and this new sovereign Bolivar, it is now 70 or was 71.2 sovereign Bolivars per U.S. dollar. Now, 1 week later, it has risen to 87.35 sovereign bolivars per U.S. dollar, which is a 22.6% decrease in value in just the first week.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. And what was the number that you tossed out on Wednesday where some guy was calculating the daily inflation rate around 60-something thousand dollars or 60,000 percent?
60, yeah, I think it was 60-something thousand percent, which obviously 20...
Which is the daily percentage.
I don't know how that's calculated. Because obviously going down by 26% in a week is not quite 60,000%. So I don't know where those numbers come from. But Steve Henke is somebody who knows a thing or two about this. In fact, I believe that he was the one that was citing those numbers. He's from Johns Hopkins University. He's a professor, economist, author, currency expert, and alumni over at the, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. This is his piece for Forbes. Entitled, Venezuela's Great Bolivar Scam, Nothing But a Facelift. In the days leading up to Venezuela's currency reform, which is set for August 20th, the Bolivar has taken yet another deep dive. The chart shows, he includes this, chart shows the Bolivar's free fall and the massive gap between the official exchange rate of what was at the time, remember, we're talking about the previous Bolivar now,
yep,
248,521 Bolivar Fuerte to one U.S. dollar, whereas the black market exchange rate, oh, correction, apparently it went up a little bit. I told you it was 3.5 million. Apparently at the very bitter end of the Bolivar Fuerte, it had risen to 6.6 million Bolivar Fuerte per U.S. dollar. So bit of a difference there, 3.5 million up to 6.6 million per U.S. dollar. So again, the difference in the exchange rates is quite vast, right?
Right.
You had the government's official exchange rate of $248,000 per dollar, and the black market says, no, it's worth $6.6 million per dollar, meaning much, 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 much less by multiple factors. That gap results in a whopping black market premium of 2,584%. It also produces huge profits for Maduro's cronies who have access to the official rate. They can purchase greenbacks for peanuts, then sell them on the black market for an instantaneous profit of 2,500%.
Wow.
Because remember, in Venezuela, you can go into a bank as a regular person. You can hand the bank a U.S. dollar, and they will hand you the official exchange rate. In this case, 248,000 Bolivar per dollar. You cannot go in and get dollars back out of the bank. You can't go into the bank and give them 248,000 Bolivar and get one U.S. dollar.
Right.
It's only a one-way exchange. But what he's saying here is some of Maduro's buddies have access to the reverse, where they can get
of
the dollars.
Of course they do.
Or, yeah. And then they turn around and flip them on the black market. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the facelift on the Bolivar, the third iteration of it in just as many decades. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
On Friday, the Trump administration said it would sign a free trade agreement with Mexico and could also possibly sign a separate deal if an agreement is reached with Canada in time. That deal did not happen today, though. Canada Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland spoke about what a deal needs to look like for the Canadians.
As we've said from the outset, our objective in these talks is to update and modernize NAFTA in a way that is good for Canadians, good for Americans, and good for Mexicans. We know that a win-win-win agreement is within reach, and that's what we're working towards. With goodwill and flexibility on all sides, I know we can get there.
On Friday, Senator John McCain Lyons stayed at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Tomorrow will be a private funeral service where both George W. Bush and Barack Obama will speak. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express kitchen electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves here, and bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Horizon. It used to be known as Zencash, and Horizon was rebranded because, well, Zencash, now Horizon, is much bigger than just cryptocurrency. It's actually a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. It's going to do more than just crypto. In fact, it already does private chat. But it's also going to enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. That's what's the vision, at least partially, for Horizon. You can go to horizon.global and learn more about it. You can read the white paper, horizen.global. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. As we continue here, it's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio tonight. We're talking about a piece here by Steve Hanke, contributor to Forbes magazine. He's been paying close attention to what's happening in Venezuela with their currency. And I just, you know, this stuff is fascinating. It's horrible for the people who are living there because they're having a tough time getting the most basic food items.
Yes.
Many of them have lost dozens of pounds in just the last 2 years simply because they don't have...
Some of them have lost dozens of pounds in the last year.
Yep. Simply because they don't have access to food and they are lucky to even eke out a meal, if not a meal and a half, in one day's time frame. So we're discussing the difference between the black market rate of the Bolivar Fuerte, which was the previous Bolivar that just ended officially within about 10 days ago. Started the new Bolivar, Bolivar Soberano, started up on the 20th of this month. I don't know for how long the crossover period is going to be, but there's going to be a period of time in which, you know, prices on shelves are expected to be doubled, or not doubled, but two different prices on shelves,
right.
One for the Bolivar Forte, one for the new one. And they will obviously
exchange. You mentioned the wiki article,
yep.
And I don't know how accurate this is, but it says that prices will be expressed in Bolivar Soberanos starting August 1st.
Yeah.
So it sounds as though they're already doing all of the pricing in the Soberano.
But that wasn't available.
And no
yet.
Longer it, whether it was yeah. available or not, it sounds like they'd switched to expressing the prices in the Soberano and no longer the Bolivar Fuerte.
Now, didn't they have multiple fiat currencies already?
No. Talking about Venezuela?
Yeah.
No.
I thought they did.
Well, they had the original Bolivar, but that switched out in 2008 to the Bolivar Fuerte. And now they're switching from
Aren't
the Bolivar
there two
Fuerte.
Exchange rates? Aren't
there? There like, are.
There are a couple of different exchange rates for various things, but that doesn't mean that there's two versions of the Bolivar Fuerte or two okay. versions of the Bolivar Soberano.
The two exchanges were called, the government official exchange rates were called, I believe, DIPRO and DICOM, D-I-P-R-O and D-I-C-O-M.
Right.
And I feel like I read somewhere that
one
they deactivated
like
one of them.
International rate, and then the other was the internal rate or something?
You'll have to check on that one, because I feel like there was one that was for certain goods and another that was for goods that weren't within that category. But let's go on. So we're talking about, again, this rebranding for the Bolivar. It was the Bolivar Fuerte. Now it's the Sovereign Bolivar, or the Bolivar Soberano.
And you are correct. Earlier this year, Venezuela eliminated the what Reuters refers to as the heavily subsidized DIPRO Forex rate.
Okay, so now all they have is the DICOM one?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently, unless they brought something else since getting rid of this one.
Now, what I'm curious about is to find out what the DICOM rate is now on the new Sovereign Bolivar, if there's some way we could figure that out as the show goes on. Because there's
right.
more to say here from Forbes. So we're talking about the black market gap of 2,500% right before the Sovereign Bolivar was released, meaning that the price of the Bolivar, the difference between the official rate and the black market rate was 2,584%. That is a huge difference. And so as he points out, this produces large profits for Maduro's cronies who have access to purchasing dollars at the official rate, because then they can just buy the greenbacks for the official rate and then flip them into the black market and make 2,500% on them. With the collapse of the Bolivar, inflation, by my measure, has surged. Indeed, Venezuela's inflation rate has just reached an all-time high. Now, this article, by the way, was written just a few days after the beginning of the Sovereign Bolivar. The annual rate, he says, now sits at 48,760%. Venezuela's hyperinflation, which started in November of 2016, has legs. On Monday, Venezuela will launch a currency reform that it claims will put an end to Venezuela's hyperinflation nightmare. A new sovereign bolivar will replace the old bolivar. The conversion rate will be 100,000 old bolivars to one sovereign. This currency redenomination will result in 5 zeros being lopped off of Venezuela's official unit of account. To put this into perspective, 100,000 old bolivars at the current free market exchange rate are worth 1.5 cents in U.S. dollar. In addition to lobbing 5 zeros off of Venezuela's unit of account, the sovereign bolivar is supposed to be linked to the petro, Venezuela's cryptocurrency, which is supposed to be anchored to a barrel of oil. So if the sovereign bolivar works as advertised, Venezuela would move from issuing an irredeemable fiat currency to issuing a commodity-backed redeemable currency. But since Venezuela's petro is dysfunctional and considered a scam and not a currency, I'll focus solely on the reality of Monday's redenomination of the bolivar. The bolivar's redenomination will be like going under the knife of one of Caracas's famous plastic surgeons. Appearances change, but in reality, nothing changes. That's what's in store for the bolivar. A facelift. These facelifts always accompany episodes of hyperinflation. Indeed, the greatest hyperinflation on record was Hungary's, where the daily inflation rate reached 207% in July of 1946. This was followed by a currency reform on August 1st of 1946, the pengo was replaced by the forint, and the conversion rate was, get this now, 400 octillion, that's 4, followed by 29 zeros, pengo, so the old currency in Hungary, to 1 forint. So Hungary lobbed off 29 zeros from its unit of accounting.
Yeah, Zimbabwe never got that bad.
This was the biggest lopping off of zeros in history. But there have been other spectacular currency redenominations. Allow me to take a trip down memory lane for a first-hand account of my days as the personal economic advisor to the Deputy Prime Minister of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia from 1990 until June 1991, when the Civil War broke out. I first met Deputy Prime Minister Zivko Pregel at the in late 1989 at a dinner in Vienna, Austria. The dinner, which Miss Hanke and I attended, was arranged by our good friend, the late great Daniel Swarovski from Wattens, Tyrol. The day following our most pleasurable dinner, Pregel, the person responsible for developing economic reforms for the Yugoslav government led by the late Ante Markovic, requested a meeting. We discussed his reform ideas and he invited me to become his advisor. I indicated that I had reservations because I was a classical liberal free market economist, and he was a leader of a communist league of Yugoslavia. Pregel then surprised me when he said my qualifications were exactly why he invited me to be his advisor. He asserted that he wanted to implement free market reforms and didn't want watered down advice. Pregel persisted. And after I learned that he had a hand in the dissolution of the Communist League of Yugoslavia in January of 1990 and was committed to real free market reforms, I agreed to become his advisor. I had just arrived in Belgrade in January of 1990 when I was faced with what I considered to be a major Yugoslav policy blunder. Yugoslavia had just initiated a currency reform in which the old dinar was replaced by a convertible dinar. With that facelift, 4 zeros were removed. I concluded that the convertible dinar would never survive and argued that the only thing that could save the dinar would be a currency board in which the dinar traded freely at a fixed rate with the Deutschmark and was backed 100% by Deutschmark reserves. I was so convinced the Yugoslav currency reform of 1990 would end in a disaster that I co-authored a book with Kurt Schuller on what Yugoslavia should have done with the dinar, namely make it a clone of the Deutschmark. Our book, Monetary Reform and the Development of the Yugoslav Market Economy, was published in London by the anti-communist group or whatever. So, we'll tell you more, because apparently his advice was not followed by Yugoslavia, and we'll tell you what happened when they tried what's going on in Venezuela right now. 855-450-3, if you want to join us here. It couldn't happen here, could it? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've been looking at the new Bolivar Soberano, and you would have to be drinking heavily to believe that the Bolivar Soberano is going to do anything at all to save the economy from hyperinflation in Venezuela. Because for people who, you know, don't know, or the people who pretend to not know, and I don't know if Nicolas Maduro doesn't know or if he's just pretending to not know, but hyperinflation isn't something created by outside forces. Hyperinflation is completely created.
Well, just give him 2 years and he can fix all of this.
2 more years. Hyperinflation is created by the government. It's created by the central bank issuing unending amounts, mountains and mountains of currency into circulation. And that, of course, goes into the hands of the politically connected first, so they benefit from it. And then after that, it, you know, enters the rest of the economy, and ultimately prices shoot up as a result. And then you end up having people carrying around, you know, backpacks full and bags full of cash in order to buy the most basic things like a loaf of bread.
In hopes that they can buy a loaf of bread. And we've been trying to figure out what is the official exchange rate between the Bolivar Soberano and the U.S. dollar. And the closest thing that I could find was Bloomberg has an exchange rate for the U.S. dollar to the Bolivar Fuerte and then lop off the 5 zeros, so basically move the decimal point. So based on what I've been able to figure, the exchange rate is currently one U.S. dollar to 2.48 Bolivar Soberano. I also found that apparently the Central Bank of Venezuela has launched a cell phone app called Calculadoro Soberano, or the Sovereign Calculator, to help users convert prices from Bolivar Fuerte to Bolivar Soberano.
Well, that's handy. So we're talking with...
And I just downloaded the app, by the way, because I'm curious.
It's a government app?
Are you, really?
It's in the Google Play Store.
That doesn't
I'm going
mean it's
to
safe.
Delete it
yeah.
as soon as I'm done with it.
You know, Google does... Just a warning for
yeah,
other listeners.
I wouldn't do this for anybody else listening.
Yeah. Just so you know, Google Play Store does not vet software. So unlike the Apple App Store, where they have a ridiculous approval process, Google pretty much just lets anybody in until the reports come in that, oh, this is malware. Oh, this is, you know, this is a scam piece of software. Then they'll remove it if enough reports come in after they look at something. So basically any government like the Venezuelan government that wants to get on your device and do who knows what can just easily put that stuff out there. So I would highly recommend against doing what Daryl is doing, but it's his phone. He can do what
and all it does is converts between Bolivars to Bolivar Soberanos.
Well, isn't that what it was intended to do?
I figured it would help you convert to other currencies
well.
No, but
No. I'm surprised it even works. So, back to the story here from Forbes, and it's by Steve Hanke from Johns Hopkins University. He's recollecting his days in the communist Yugoslavia when he was brought on board by some higher-up boss character in that particular government in order to institute certain reforms, ostensible free market reforms. But just after he arrived in Belgrade, he realized that they'd made a huge mistake before he even got there, and that is that they replaced their dinar with a convertible dinar, took away four zeros from it. He gave them advice on, hey, don't do that again, and whatever else advice that he gave them, and they didn't follow it.
Okay, so next time we don't remove four zeros, we remove eight zeros.
And here's what he says, and the dinar zeros just kept coming off in one cosmetic currency reform after another. In 1992, another zero was removed. Then in 1993, six zeros were removed in October, and another nine came off in December. When the monthly inflation rate reached 313,000,000% in January of 1994, another seven zeros were lopped off. In total, from 1990 through 1994, five new dinars were issued and 27 zeros were removed from the hapless dinar.
Wow.
Unless Venezuela adopts a completely new currency regime, like a currency board or dollarization, the Bolivar will face the same fate as did the Yugoslav dinar. Hyperinflation will soar, and the Bolivar will more frequently come under the knife.
And one thing that Maduro has said repeatedly is that Venezuela will not dollarize.
Yeah, that's correct. His opposition in the election that ultimately went in favor of Maduro because of rampant election fraud and the opposition, most of them won't even participate in the elections because they don't believe
because
they're legitimate.
The opposition leaders were all prohibited from seeking office. For the most part.
And they were calling for dollarization, although, you know, many of the opposition are also socialists, too, as we've recently learned, so...
Right.
You know, it's not like they're going to make that big
They're not
difference.
Libertarians.
No.
They're just, you know, not Maduro.
We're not Maduro. Yeah, exactly.
That is opposition in Venezuela, but still, Nicolas Maduro and his cronies have, you know, instituted various punishments of, you said this thing, so you're now in prison, and as part of your punishment, you are prohibited from seeking political office for the next fill-in-the-blank number of years.
So, according to whatever numbers you believe, now, you reported the Wikipedia or Bloomberg, I think,
Bloomberg
rate, was 2.48.
They were only showing the Bolivar Fuerte is 248,000,
right? But
and
knock
I
off
just
five zeros
moved the decimal point.
So we'll say the high end for the official government exchange rate is 2.48 Bolivar Soberano per U.S. dollar. The DolarToday.com website, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the expert site on money in Venezuela.
Right.
It's run by a guy who is an expatriate of Venezuela. He's now living in, I think, Hoover, Alabama, working at a, last we heard, he was working at a Home Depot. And so this guy running this website is like, you know, enemy number one of the Venezuelan state government. They hate this guy, or the federal government in Venezuela. They literally have called out his website as the reason for hyperinflation.
Yes.
They have tried to claim that a man publishing numbers on a website somewhere about what people are paying in the black market, because that's how he gets his numbers. He gets reports from people in Venezuela that he knows,
yes,
who are active in the black market, and they say, okay, this is what it's trading at today. Okay, next day, this is what it's trading at today. Maybe he does it more than once a day, but at least once a day, he's getting numbers from Venezuela, and he's putting them on the internet. But the government in Venezuela wants you to believe that the fact that he's putting numbers on the internet is creating the hyperinflation. That the idea being that people believe the numbers he's putting out there, and so yes, therefore that's why they're paying what they're paying in the black market. When, of course, the reverse is actually true. He's just reporting on what people are actually paying in the black market. So according to his numbers, the official government exchange rate for the Bolivar Sovereign, or the Sovereign Bolivar, is 1.14 to 1. So they would like you to believe that it's 1.14 to 1. So either way, if we're talking about, let's take the higher number here, right?
Yep.
Two point whatever it was.
Just call it 2.5.
Yeah, two and a half. Currently, according to DollarToday.com, you've got 87.22, which is the black market rate, meaning one U.S. dollar will get you 87.22 sovereign bolivar on the black market.
All right.
As opposed to the official rate where you can go to a bank, turn in one U.S. dollar, and now get, let's call it 2.5.
Right. Right. 2.5.
So I think you then divide in 2.5 into 87. So basically that's 3,480 something percentage difference.
Yeah.
Between the official rate, the high official rate, and the actual black market rate.
Yeah.
Already. Already. After week number one, after 10 days of this new regime, 10 days of the new sovereign bolivar. So, yeah, how bad is it going to get? How quickly is it going to go that bad? I don't know, but certainly the history provided by the Forbes author is very instructive, where these other currencies have lopped off 8 zeros, then 6 zeros, then, you know, more zeros, all the way up to 27 zeros knocked off the currency. And if it's not crystal clear why this doesn't work to somebody listening out there, can we make it more clear somehow of why just knocking zeros off of a government currency doesn't actually solve anything?
Yeah, I don't know how to make it any more clear other than to keep showing people examples of,
right,
here's this, here's that, look at Zimbabwe. And what they wound up doing, they just got rid of their central bank.
And they're what, dollars now only in Zimbabwe? Or
I don't think they have an official currency,
so just whatever's trading in the market.
People generally use dollars.
All right, there's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. On the way, we got, let's see, more to talk about. Cop found guilty. That is on deck. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.